Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Day Devotion Podcast. Today is January 14, Tuesday, 2020, Day 14. Today's topic, I will be with you, no one can harm you. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 9, verses 7 to 12, Genesis chapter 30, verse 1 to chapter 31, verse 16, Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 to 25. Proverbs 3, verses 11 to 12. Today's main passage, Psalm 9, verses 7 to 10. The Lord reigns forever. He has established His throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, I will be with you. No one can harm you. Today's Genesis chapter 31, verses 4 to 7. After Jacob heard what God told him to leave his father-in-law, who cheated him 10 times, he told his two wives. So Jacob sent word to Rachel and Leah to come out to the fields where his flocks were. He said to them, I see that your father's attitude toward me is not what it was before, but the God of my father has been with me. You know that I've worked for your father with all my strength, yet your father has cheated me by changing my wages 10 times. However, God has not allowed him to harm me. Today's Matthew chapter 10, verses 19 to 22, Jesus told his 12 newly appointed apostles, but when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Today, Psalm 9, verses 9 to 10 tells you God is your refuge and your stronghold. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Do you believe the promise God gives you now? I will be with you. No one can harm you. Now let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to be very sure that you will be with me and no one or nothing can harm me because I know you. Be with you and rely on you every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of faith do you have with Jesus? Are you sure that God will be with you and no one or nothing can harm you? Number two, close your eyes and quick to listen, to be with you, to feel the presence of God now. Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.